Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the College World Series final between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. And to help us do that, well, we had Max. We've lost him now on the phone line, so we'll try to get him back into the fold. Max Herr is joining us here in just a second from the Anchor Down podcast. Also does great work with the SEC Network as well. Interested to get his takes on what we saw this weekend and to look ahead at the matchup itself. As you look at this Vanderbilt lineup, Joe Rexrode, how do they get those bats going? Still, I think a little bit of a concern. Didn't play quite as well on Friday either as I thought they would heading into that matchup given the circumstances. What do you think about this lineup? How much confidence do you have that this lineup can bounce back and start to hit the ball with a little bit more regularity than we've seen so far in Omaha?
Well, I think they can certainly be better than they've been in Omaha. Obviously, this whole NC State thing, NC State scored all of a run against you a week ago, right? So, I mean, it's been an incredible run for NC State. And, hey, to me, Sam Heifel's the best baseball player in the world based on what I've seen last week. But still, like, Jack Leiter held them to a run, and you couldn't scratch out a run or two to help him out. Like, good for NC State, but also, like, you've got to be better.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Max Herr from the Anchor Down podcast and the SEC Network as well. Max, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Morning, guys.
Appreciate you taking time to join us, Max. Let's start with just your reaction to what we saw over the weekend, a crazy situation between NC State and Vanderbilt, the game being canceled on Saturday after NC State plays with 13 players available to them on Friday. What did you think of how everything went down and now Vanderbilt advancing to the College World Series finals?
Yeah, it's weird to really have anything to say about it just because the whole situation kind of explains itself. And also, I'm not there. And I would be there, and I imagine Joe would probably also be there if the NCAA hadn't told media, don't come.
Yeah.
Cover our event.
True.
Because of COVID, and an entire team ends up getting COVID, and guess what? It wasn't from the media. So it sucks. It's absolutely horrible. This is the worst case scenario for anybody. It's been 3 months since we've heard about a game being delayed due to health and safety protocols. I honestly forgot what it felt like. It's a helpless feeling, and it sucks for everybody. I'm glad they let NC State play at least one, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if there are really any takes to be had about this. It's a terrible situation that really speaks for itself, I think.
So we've been talking a ton, Max, about, you know, the weekend and the ridiculousness and some of the reaction and some stuff that probably shouldn't have had as much oxygen as it did, but it did, and it got to everyone. And it, I mean, just things like this opened the door for so much stupidity. But we haven't really talked about, like, Vanderbilt and how they react to this, if there's any impact. I thought yesterday, and a couple other people mentioned to me, they certainly were not like the normal excited kind of team you might encounter going into, you know, the final series of the College World Series. Now, granted, Zoom press conferences also don't get people excited, and Kamar Rocker, any press conference doesn't get him excited. So, I mean, you have to take it all with a grain of salt, but what do you think, like, how do you think these guys respond on the field to all this stuff tonight?
Well, I think the little hint we get of that is what happened in the game on Friday. And that game was close. That was a really, really close game. And it was, for the most part, a good game, even though NC State really had half their team, which just shows how thin the line is between a win and a loss at any point in college baseball, which is what makes it so great. And, I mean, we don't usually get to see examples of that in the College World Series. Like, this year we saw North Alabama, who was third to last in the RPI, come to Vandy for a midweek and almost win. Vandy won that game 3-2. We don't really get to see examples of that on the biggest stage until an NC State team loses half their team. They have their ace playing first base. And, I mean, you're looking at that lineup, you don't even know who's a hitter and who isn't because of how little their bench guys play. So I think that kind of shows you maybe Vandy didn't play their best that game, but also shows you that anybody can win at any time. So I'm with you. I mean, the Zoom press conference kind of sucks a lot of the normal life out of it yesterday. And again, they told media not to go, so I'm not there. I don't have a pulse on what exactly the team is like as I normally would, but I think they'll be okay. And I think the big thing, as everybody continues to talk about NC State, that they're forgetting is Mississippi State is Vanderbilt's biggest baseball rival. And to me, it isn't really close. And I think maybe Louisville is second because of the postseason history, and Tennessee because of how good they were this year and how good that series was has jumped their way up to third. But Mississippi State has been Vandy's biggest baseball rival for, I would venture to say, probably five full years. So that's going to bring out the best of them just like it did when they played the regular season in April.
So, Max, with that in mind, I mean, obviously you're in Omaha now and all these teams are good. There's great pitching on all these teams that have gotten to this point. But the lineup has been up and down with Vanderbilt so far, and some of the guys that they've relied on all year have not hit the ball quite as well in this tournament. What are you seeing right now from guys like Isaiah Thomas and Carter Young? I mean, you can go up and down the list with this Vanderbilt lineup, and how much confidence that you have that maybe a resurgence offensively could take place against Mississippi State beginning tonight?
Yeah, the problem for those two guys especially has been swing and miss, which I've kind of always said, really this season especially, you can't complain about swing and miss because that's everybody's problem right now on offense in college baseball and in Major League Baseball. But yeah, Young hasn't had too many big swings. Thomas got benched. I mean, he's not hurt or anything. He was taken out against a righty starter. They wanted an extra lefty bat in there. But the fact that Vandy has gone to Troy Leniv and Javi Vaz as regulars at this point would have been a huge surprise 5 or 6 weeks ago. But that's the hot hand they found in the lineup, and that's not something they had to do in 2019. They hadn't had to go searching for a new everyday player, or in this case, too. So I think everyone will get their shot in the final series. I don't know exactly what a Game 1 lineup would look like, but I imagine they go back to Thomas and that it was just one game off.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting. And Vaz has been, I mean, he's been a revelation. I mean, he's really been a spark for this team, including, man, those two pitches he took that really created the win over Stanford. So, Max, on the pitching front, first of all, I mean, we haven't gotten you in on this. Would Jack Leiter have started Saturday, or would Jack Leiter have been rested and been the game one starter against Mississippi State either way?
I initially thought he would have. If anything, I've moved a little bit away from that, but I'll take Robbie's side.
You'll take Robbie's side. That hurts, man.
Get out of here, Rex Road.
That hurts. All right, we're gonna get down to the bottom of this. Well, okay, so we know now that he's starting. First of all, how big of a deal is it on the bullpen front to not play that game? Again, Vanderbilt wanted to play that game, but you weren't going to have Murphy for that game. You were probably going to really stretch McIlvain and Maldonado in that game. Now you got everybody. And then do you think it would, if they get to a game three? I mean, Tim Corbin said yesterday with Robbie Weinstein's question, confident, you know, about Rocker being there, 4 days rest. Do you think that would be a full, I mean, it'd be the last game. It'd be it, like just a full start and go as long as you can go, or some limitations on it?
Well, I think they always have limitations, but I think it would be pretty close to full. The thing about Rocker and Leiter and anyone on this team who's draft eligible this year, which also includes Murphy and Maldonado as a sophomore is draft eligible, these guys are getting picked, and especially under the new minor league format, they're probably not pitching again this year. So I don't think it's the end of the world if there's one extra outing or 20 extra pitches or one extra inning this week. So I think it would definitely be Rocker on Wednesday, but like you said, it was a big break. I think if Leiter did end up pitching Saturday in a game against NC State, they come back on Wednesday, and then really that's the only time you would see Rocker or Leiter again, and maybe it's Rocker starting or Leiter in relief, and now that's all in fantasy land, and we have no idea if it would ever happen, but it's a lot of innings to cover, and all of a sudden you get to the finals and you don't have those precious off days anymore either.
Max, in a series like this against Mississippi State, how big of a weapon can the speed of Bradfield and Vaz on the base paths be against a team where we talked about it heading into this segment? Is it Mississippi State? They strike out a ton of batters. How big of a deal, if you can get those two guys specifically on the base paths and use their speed, how big of a weapon can that be for Vanderbilt in this series?
Yeah, the way Vandy beat Mississippi State in the regular season, especially in Game 3 of the series, which was a rubber match and Vandy won, they were taking extra bases, they were hitting the balls in the gaps. I mean, they were doing station to station, hard 90s, taking 180s, even 270s type of offense. So that's how they beat Mississippi State in the regular season. I think they're going to need to do it again, and they really weren't aggressive, especially in those first couple of games. And that's really the moment amongst all others. And, I mean, this entire time I've been thinking, I wish I would have been there. This would have been a great game to report on and have open locker room access, all of that. Just because 2 years ago, after any game, you could go interview any player you wanted and ask them anything. And I come away with a podcast with quotes from 10 different players on it after every single game. And I was shocked how not aggressive they were at times, especially with Bradfield. So my question to him would have been, did you have a green light there you didn't go, or is the green light that you've had most of the season gone? And I haven't heard any definitive answer on that. So I'm fine with them not taking risks, especially early in games. But when he's got a read on the pickoff move, I think they will be a little more aggressive.
Yeah, and I mean, it just, I mean, small ball, you know, when you're struggling like they are, I mean, stuff like that can make such a difference for you. Max, what about the Mississippi State pitching situation? Obviously, McLeod tonight, but how do you think it looks? What, 3 days rest for their ace? I mean, again, it's the same thing. It's like, this is it, right? I mean, this is for the whole thing, but my gosh, that's a short period of time.
Yeah, and Bednar was the one who beat Vandy in the regular season, too. That was a Bednar versus Leiter game. Rowdy Jordan hit a leadoff homer. Leiter didn't get into the sixth inning, and Mississippi State won the game. So, I mean, Vandy's seen all these guys once all the way through before, and the same can be said for Mississippi State against Vandy, especially because Chris McElvain had his longest outing of the season by far against Mississippi State. So someone who's kind of been more of a newer emergence for Vandy as a key arm down the stretch, did pitch against Mississippi State, did pitch against everybody in their lineup twice through. So it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, I think Mississippi State is, I think it's almost even. I don't think Mississippi State is at that much more of a disadvantage than Vandy by playing the extra game. And I think if they need Bednar, they'll find a way to get him in.
Max Herz from the Anchor Down podcast, also the SEC Network as well, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check Max out in about 15 minutes or so on Darren Donica Chase as well. Max, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, brother.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks. Max Herz from the Anchor Down podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. When we come back, we'll give our final thoughts looking ahead to Game 1 tonight of the College World Series Finals between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. We'll do that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.